2 Samuel 19. Let him take it all. Mephibosheth said, I am content just to have you safely back again, my lord the king. Mephibosheth, Jonathan's son, shines brightly in this chapter. Not because of strength or wealth, but because of character. Though Ziba had slandered him and tried to claim his inheritance, Mephibosheth didn't fight back. He wasn't focused on land or justice. He simply longed to be reunited with David. His response is stunning. Let him keep everything. I'm just glad you're safe. What a countercultural attitude. In a world obsessed with possessions, rights, and getting what we deserve, Mephibosheth chose relationship over riches, humility over pride. He teaches us what it means to live with open hands and a generous heart. Many family fights, church divisions, and broken friendships could be avoided if we had that same spirit. His joy wasn't in material gain, but in being near the king. Like Mary sitting at Jesus' feet, Mephibosheth chose the better portion, and so can we. What's your treasure, things or Christ? Are you holding too tightly to what doesn't last? There is more joy in fellowship with Jesus than in fighting for temporary things. As Mother Teresa once said, we are not called to be successful, but to be faithful. Let that be your legacy. Faithful, content, and centered on the King.